Really pleased to have all of you here. This is the December meeting, December 5th meeting of the Living Economy Commission. Representative Rebecca Chavez Help, co-chair, along with my co-chair, Representative Becky Edwards. And our first order of business is to approve the minutes of our October 3rd meeting. I do have one correction, Shelley, really quickly. I'm noticing that Dr. Dave Turok, his name is spelled a number of times in the minutes, and it's actually the T-U-R-O-K spelling is the correct spelling.
Okay.
Because I noticed in the narrative it's one way, and then up at the top on the attendee, how you've got it on the side, T-U-R-O-K.
Okay.
So that's just that little typo thing. I think that was the only thing that I saw, but if there's, I wasn't at this meeting, so I want to make sure that if there are things that I'm missing that you all see based on your attendance, please mention those, or I am open to a motion to adopt minutes.
I motion.
Okay, so Commissioner Wallace moves that we adopt the minutes of October the 3rd. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Burkholder. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as corrected for Tuesday, October the 3rd, please indicate aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Alrighty, the minutes are adopted. Do you have any questions that aren't part of the other meeting? All right, Representative Waite has asked to defer the presentation on her proposal for our January meeting. She's been waiting for some information from a number of employers in the community before she feels comfortable in terms of presenting her proposal. So she asked me to postpone and add her to the January meeting. So that moves us into our next discussion item is looking at the process, the criteria, the way that we might move forward with reviewing and more formalized, in a more formal way, adopting, approving, or not supporting legislation that is presented before us. We would like to do it also and present this for the Commission's consideration. We do want to send out a letter to all of our colleagues in the legislature, inviting them to come to the January meeting. January 9th meeting, there is a draft letter that we have in your packet inviting individuals that are writing legislation to come and present that legislation for our consideration and support. And so I'm just opening it up for discussion. The other piece of paper that you have here is a sample legislative review document. It's similar to one that is utilized by the Intergenerational Poverty Task Force Commission. IGP project. The governing body that provides counsel to the Intergenerational Poverty Group last year began reviewing legislation and giving it a stamp of approval. And so I asked for what they utilize, and this is what Kathy sent me. But again, we are open to suggested verbiage or changes in the way we've articulated this, and am open for comment from the Commission at this time on this. I'll start out. One thing that I was wondering on the request additional information, I'm feeling I'd like a box or a thing that says that we support the idea and concept, but that the proposed legislation maybe isn't the fix for it, or it needs additional work. I don't know exactly how to put that, because I think sometimes people come to us with some really great ideas, and we don't want to say we don't like your bill, or we don't want to necessarily say we're happy with it where it is. And maybe the request additional information provides that slot, but I also kind of want to give something a little bit more formal that says, we like the direction that you're going with this. It's just that it needs additional work, or maybe it just needs additional work. Commissioner Freehane.
Yeah, I wonder if we can align it, even though it's,
definitely aligned to the Subcommittee on Policy. I wonder if we could align it also by what people are proposing, where they think it will align to women in the economy. So if it's business industry, or if it's poverty, women, single mothers, you know, those sorts of things, or, you know, maternal or whatever, I wonder if there's a way that we have a larger categorization so that we can understand what they're thinking in terms of the policy as well.
Good.
And then also just if there's a potential funding requirement.
An amount, dollar amount requested, one time or ongoing.
Yeah. Just something to sort of
guide. Additional clarification. That sounds good. Thank you, Commissioner. And Commissioner Barnett.
Thank you. I have a slight cold, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Or something. Or it's just got a great deep voice for this
meeting.
Could be that. So I know that we probably have an elevator message someplace about who we are, because quite frankly, there are many legislators that don't have a clue who we are, what we do, and simply don't care probably. So we need to make them care, and we need to give them that elevator message, and also be a little more specific. I know we find this in our caucus, our labor caucus. We are very clear with what bills that have to do with working families. So we have to make sure we stay focused, because there are some amazing bills out there, but we have to stay focused on what our need. We will spend hours figuring this out. Thank you.
And I believe Kathy drafted this for us as kind of the place starter for how we might want to articulate our legislative review document. And I believe she pulled this from our statutory language of why we exist. And so she kind of, the narrative there was in that, but happy to augment and add additional clarification. Oh. Commissioner McGinn.
Yeah, that was my question, is the purpose specifically exactly as it outlined, or is there a purpose from the legislation that is a more broader overview, and then put as such, the purpose of this is to review legislation that pertains to the mission. So my question was, is the sentence, the way it's articulated currently, says the purpose of the commission is this, but it would be great to know if that's the real language, and then put in our mission, and then, you know, behind it, then connect the purpose of the review, the policy
there
review.
Is more.
There is more detailed language in the bill that as additional clarification, and we could add that to it. And I kind of wish that Kathy was here. I don't know if any of you, well, you sit on the IGP group. How does, is there more depth there in terms of how you review legislation?
No, not necessarily. They keep it pretty broad.
Okay.
But they do specify some criteria. So they'll say, if you're going to be asking for funding, it has to meet X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
So not in the broad overview of why they're doing what they're doing,
okay.
But very specific in terms of the categorization. Thank you. Piece of it.
Okay.
So when they're actually talking about how they're going to review it, then they get the criteria.
Okay.
And more specificity.
Okay. Commissioner Wallace.
I just had an additional comment where we did spend time on drafting guiding principles, so I don't know if we can work those into the paragraph, because we spent a lot of time on this.
Yeah, that's a good point. And maybe that's what we put as the additional narrative underneath the commission's purposes, and then put the guiding principles. We could add those there. Good point. Guiding principles, and then they have a thing for supporting data, which I do like piece, and then maybe what Commissioner Freaking has suggested is additional categorical language, and we can send that out to everyone. We do want to have this in place, and the challenge is, we'll have to adopt it right before people present in January, because we can do electronic voting, but then Shelley has to kind of convene an actual place and time where she is, we're all calling into her. If I recollect right, Shelley, we all call into her and then we say we like this language or not. So I would prefer to adopt it at the January meeting, at the beginning of the meeting before, but again, open to thoughts on that. Because I think it's hard to vote electronically, and I think we're going to have a hard time finding a time over the holidays to get everybody on board. Commissioner, Senator Henderson.
Thank you. I don't remember seeing the guiding principles. Have those been sent out? I just missed that.
There was a time that we had those sent out, but it's been a while. It's been like well over a year. We were working on them the year before last, so I will have those resent to everybody.
Okay, thank you.
They're also on the website.
They are on the website. And I'll try to think who's next. Commissioner Burkholder.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was simply going to suggest that we, instead of waiting until January to approve this, that we go ahead and approve it today.
Okay.
Because
with those concepts in mind, those changes recommended. Okay.
Because I don't think that that's going to materially change what this is about, and I feel comfortable supporting the way it is that we review legislation without waiting another 5 weeks to approve that.
Okay.
And I would feel fine if the two of you sort of looked at those final changes, and if you felt fine about it, then that would simply support the vote here today.
Okay.
Instead of delaying.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. I'm actually going to go to Commissioner Wallace and then.
And I do support Commissioner Burkholder's suggestion. I can quickly review just the bullet points of the guiding principles.
Oh, that would be great for everyone.
Thank
you.
The opening statement of it says, "When the Women in the Economy Commission has established the following guiding principles for elevating the status of women in Utah." And without reading them all completely, there are four. The first is the individual woman. We value her, and we have things that we talk about there. Families, education,
and Marie, why don't you go ahead and read all of them, and then that way everybody knows Karen's new. And
that's great. Yeah. Okay. Individual women. We value each Utah woman as a contributor to the Utah culture and economy. We support and encourage women to effectively meet their needs and celebrate their accomplishments. Families. We respect women as caregivers and influencers of families and communities. We seek to protect the interests of women as they optimize their skill sets, paid or unpaid, to provide for their families. Education. We believe that education empowers women to build confidence and create opportunities. We champion equal opportunities for girls and women to learn about, consider, access, and complete higher education. Workplace. We value women in the workplace as contributors, leaders, and visionaries. We support women in discovering and making informed career choices. We champion the development, recognition, and advancement of women in the workplace and encourage work-life balance. The Commission accomplishes its purpose by specifically impacting policy, sharing information, and encouraging influencers in our state. That's our guiding.
So we could put that as the statement underneath the purpose.
Okay. I think.
Ruth, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm not used to these microphones. I'm trying to turn it off too at the end. I'm like, oh, she's controlling it. Those could be our categories.
Oh.
Right? And you could put the definitions.
Oh.
Right? Under each. And then as people bring policy, if they're in alignment with our guiding principles, that would make a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I support Commissioner Burkholder's recommendation. I think that if we're asking people to come present, they should know what we want and how we want it. So I would recommend we do that prior to that meeting.
That sounds great. All right. Chair Edwards.
Thank you. Just in support of getting this out prior to our next meeting, I think we also could reference the section of code that sets in place the Women in the Economy Commission. And then also, once we have a document finalized, let's send that out to all of the legislators so they can know what they're going to be facing when they come there, and they can be prepared to make those connections as part of their presentation. I think we'll see a more robust discussion if they have an opportunity to
sort of plan for that ahead of time. Yeah.
Senator Henderson. Thank you, and thank you for reading those guiding principles. And that was my question: is I can't even find the website when I Google us. I can't find it. I end up on the Department of Workforce Services website, but I don't find anything specific to us. So, but those are great guiding principles. I fully support that, and I think that we do definitely need to adopt something today, so that people know what to expect when they come. So
that's great. Thank you, Senator. I'll work. I'll chat with Jenny because she's been working with the folks at the. The Utah Interactive, is that the name of the group that is helping us host to put everything together and figure out why that's not coming up with the Google search? Thank you for letting us know. Commissioner Barnett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I noticed it says, please send any proposed legislation to Kathy. Could she please just send us over the bill number if it's open that we can review it ourselves? If that's possible, I know some of them are not. But if it is, it'll certainly save us enough time.
Okay. Thank you,
Gosh. Thank you.
Commissioner Wallace?
Thank you. I just wanted to mention the URL. Our website is women.utah.gov. But that's, you have to know the URL apparently to find it, which is not okay.
Can you help with the Google search?
I had to go back to your link.
Thank you. There's Becky. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great.
Any other input or comment? I think we've had a good discussion, and I do like, is this Senator Henderson, is that you?
I was going to make a motion.
Oh, great. I'm ready for a motion. Thank you very much.
I move that we allow the chairs to create a new document titled Women in the Economy Commission Legislative Review. That is similar in nature to the one that is before us today, but it includes our objectives, our goals.
Guiding principles?
Guiding principles, thank you. and also Melissa's suggestion of the categories or which of the guiding principles the legislation falls under. I think that's very helpful. And that we give the chairs leeway to go ahead and do this and get it sent out to us as a final version, as well as any legislators who plan to be before us in January.
Thank you. We've got a second from Commissioner Freegang. Any comments or questions? Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the vote. All those in favor of Senator Henderson's motion to move forward with this, allowing the chairs to revise, including the commission's recommendations given today, and send that out to the commission as well as to legislators in advance and in anticipation of a January 9th meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate the great input. The next thing we wanted to do was to provide subcommittee updates, and I'm actually going to turn the mic over to my co-chair, Representative Edwards, to talk a bit about some work that she's been working on related to policy. We have not had a subcommittee meeting for a little over a month of the Public Policy Committee. We met, I believe, in the latter part of October. No, before the October meeting, so it was the latter part of September. And took some recommendations at that time from individuals that were working on legislation, and then Representative Edwards has been talking with various stakeholders and would like to provide a report on the status of that work because it feeds the work of the Public Policy Commission.
Yeah, thank you. So we have had, going back to the end of September is our last Public Policy Subcommittee meeting. And since that time, we have not officially convened as a Public Policy Subcommittee, but work has continued to progress on a suite of legislation, actually, that all relate to the economic impact of workplace policies.
And so they're all related to family economic prosperity and how we can, as a state, support policies that both grow Utah's labor force in a pro-family way. And obviously that part of what that means is that in a pro, that women play an important component in a pro-family workforce. So that's kind of the connection there. But we're looking as a holistic, you know, that it's not just women, that it's a family that is the unit that we're primarily focusing on and the economic prosperity there. So we're at a stage where we have met, there are numerous legislators involved in this effort, this suite of legislation, and we've been meeting with partners that include folks from the business community as well as advocates and community members who have been extremely helpful in the process that we're in the middle of right now, which includes gathering data and continuing to connect with legislators who are working on legislation to assure that their potential legislation aligns with our mission. Sort of kind of actually the discussion we just had is very right in align with what we're kind of working on. And as far as the future goes with this suite of legislation, we're anticipating some messaging that is very, will clearly present the suite of legislation and will lead to a press rollout, an official rollout with a press conference, and similar to the clean air press conferences that have been in the past and for other issues as well, where we will have a group of legislators come up and be able to just give a quick presentation about their bill. We don't anticipate that they are an all or nothing package. We anticipate that it will be, each legislator will have an opportunity to say, I can support this. Similar to what we're looking at as our legislative review, we're expecting individual legislators will have an opportunity to look at each piece of legislation and determine, and we do not anticipate that it's an all or nothing kind of thing at all, but we will have a central message that ties back to our mission as a Women in the Economy Commission, and we are the conveners and the leaders on this rollout and on the suite of legislation in general, and we will be at that point designating publicly into the press that these are the bills that we support. So that's sort of where we are, individual legislators and maybe around 10 pieces of legislation that we're aware of that we are continuing to work with, like I said, stakeholders. You know, that's sort of where we are with it as of right now.
And again, these are just some bills that Representative Edwards has been working on and I've been working on. But what we're doing, hoping to do is expand that to include other pieces of legislation. But again, the format will be very similar to the way we do the Clean Air Caucus rollout, which is anybody that's got something that even remotely fits, if they want to be a part of it, they can come and say, this is, I see that my bill fits in with family prosperity in this way, X. But it doesn't mean that just because you support, you know, that you're bringing yours forward, that you have to support everybody else's. So,
okay, we got you.
Senator Escamilla.
Thank you. So I that's an interesting conversation because we, you mentioned the air. I'm struggling a little bit with the process.
Okay.
Because we've had, you know how there's a new policy advisory board
for clean air?
For clean air or air quality.
Yeah, clean.
Interchangeable terms at this point. That exists by statute, very similar to the commission. And we just went through our process, which is very different from the air quality caucus, or whatever we're called. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the process makes sense. So, for example, the board that's established by statute has decided to have a more red or green process for bills, which is not what we do for the caucus, for example. So I mean, and you have people from both sides of the aisle. I mean, the structure is very similar to this one, if anything. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if if the approach was, how are we taking a vote on that approach of, we're just going to listen and be like, I mean, is it going to be just two thumbs up for whatever we think is okay? I mean, it is actually very specific to semantics, and I think we've had this conversation before where it's, and I know it's confusing, I mean, to me it's very difficult sometimes, like, do we go ahead and say, yeah, we support it based on our mission and purpose, and, you know, and that's independent of how we vote, obviously, the four of us, and in our capacity as legislators. So I want to make sure that as we continue to define this, because I've noted that I wanted to start this in a very simple, you know, level, and it's not that simple. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, issues in making that, and we went through our own process with the other group. And
so would you be in the position to talk about how the task force got itself to a place of figuring out how that red and green works with the members of the committee?
So the conversation was it was interesting because what this group is going to do, which is a new group, so keep in mind, we may not end up having anything to give red or green for this next session because of timing, but we are interested in having conversation with legislators. So what we don't want, this is where it gets tricky, and I think this is what you guys, maybe this is a better approach, I don't know, that you don't want people not to present, right? I mean, think about bills. Bills are in the working process, and that's the irony of all of this. It's very uncomfortable. Because you're putting your bill out there and it's not the official. I mean, you may still make a comma change at the end before the presentation or at the committee, and it may change completely. So if you say, oh, we support this bill, it may change completely. Yeah, what version? So what we talk to them is, if we say we give a green to the concept, and, you know, it is hard sometimes because you don't know how it's going to look like. And I mean, it's rare, but it has happened. I've seen it where what you started is not what you end up with. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but it could happen. So our process of thinking is, we want legislators to feel comfortable to approach the group for conversation and discussion, which may be even more powerful. So what they were saying is, think about the employment and the workers' compensation groups. And for example, they are, or the water group. If they say no, it's like a no. The bill probably is not going to pass. And the question is, do we want to become that group, right? And I think, to me, that was uncomfortable. I'm like, no, I don't know that that's the role. I think the role is to have a robust conversation of policy, not necessarily to kill a bill or pass a bill. And I'm just going to put it out there, because I don't know that I was there before I started that conversation with them. And they, you know, I've been thinking about it, because I'm like, you're right, I think about, I don't, it's not my areas, and I don't run a lot of employment bills, but I mean, one of the members there said, in our employment group, if the bill doesn't get a blessing from that group, there's no hope of that bill. And I'm like, well, man, that's odd, because that's not your job to pass bills, right? So anyways, I just want to put it out there for conversation, and I don't know that I have an answer. I'm just saying, we're not the only ones that are struggling with this process and how it will look like. And it may not be perfect. We may want to consider a broader conversation, right? Mm-hmm. But there may be a bill where it's horrific or super, super good that we all feel like, hey, this is the right approach. I don't know. I just want to put it out there because why not?
No, I'm glad you brought it, because I think this is where we had the sticking point before, when we had a discussion about how we're going to improve policy, is evaluating a yes or no answer, and as that, as it changes during the process of legislative sausage making. And I guess, again, what I would do, and it looks like her light is on, is I was going to ask Commissioner Frangang, how does the IGP Commission handle that? I mean, once you approve it, is there going back if the thing changes markedly, or you've just not had to worry about that? Or did a similar discussion occur in IGP about what if a policy or a bill proposal changes markedly from which, when you said, yeah, this is a great idea, to when it's getting ready to be voted on?
No, it was one sort of meeting concept, and then, but that was last year, and it may be different this coming up year. My question before we sort of jumped into a deeper dive was, remind me the meeting schedule. Do we meet once during the session?
So we usually do. The January meeting that we've convened is, in addition, we were trying to get ourselves into a scheduling format where we met February, April, June, that was the alternate, so we had our six meetings a year, but every other month. But doing a meeting in February was what we did before, what we did last year to accommodate the drafting schedules and people being a little bit closer to where they might have their final legislation there. I wasn't here at the last meeting, and I'm thinking what the discussion was then is that we needed to have those conversations sooner versus waiting till February, so we added the additional meeting for January. That I would see in terms of the regularly scheduled meetings is still having one in February during the legislative session, just like we did last year, but again, open to thoughts on that.
I guess my thought process was if it's an addition to instead of in lieu of sort of the session meeting, I think to Senator Escamilla's point, I think it makes a lot of sense to do sort of a thumbs up, thumbs down in general concept, things to think about, because I think we all bring a really robust set of perspectives, right? Boots on the ground for Commissioner Leonardi and Commissioner Barnett and, right, this side of the row, sorry. So I think that it would be extremely helpful to also invite them back to see what the changes have been and maybe to solicit more feedback potentially. And maybe not necessarily in the session, in that one necessarily give a thumbs up or a thumbs down, but maybe just be a forum to provide more insight. Yeah.
So we could change the thing where we've got recommendation, support, oppose, request additional information is to make that a supporting concept. And then what that tells people is that it is aligning, and then according to, you know, this is the criteria, the guiding principle that it falls under, this is where we see this going. I mean, the only other thing that I was thinking of while Senator Escamilla was providing some really great input on this is that maybe putting a caveat along the line saying the commission reserves the right to withdraw support if substantive changes occur take this in a different direction. Because if something really goes awry, we would probably be at that February meeting and say, okay, this is going completely different than where we anticipated, and we're not comfortable continuing to support this in concept, but it requires a lot of moving parts if we do that. So
my other recommendation, sorry,
no, go ahead. No, you're fine.
Because we have some pretty active subcommittee groups, so the research subcommittee group, as an example, has data. There may be data to align with whomever's bringing presentation material that I think would actually make this committee and the efforts that we've done thus far even more, I would say, less visible but more meaningful for people to use the data that we have been interested in. So I would recommend, I don't know, some way to either make a recommendation to have further discussion, maybe with the subcommittee chairs, to plug into anything that we do have. I'm thinking in particular the study that was conducted with women in work and education and the ongoing study that we have. So I think it's somehow, if we can link it to the work we've already done, it makes sense to, those would be continued conversations even throughout the year, and our focus is as well when we're starting to talk about what's next or what do we want to study next.
That brings up a good idea of linking our website to this document so that they can look at it more. And it looks like we don't have that on there. I would put that on there. Okay, Chair Edwards, and then let's go to Senator Henderson.
Thank you. I appreciate Senator Escamilla bringing this point up. I think that our purpose here is probably not to try to double as a legislative committee, because we're not. And doesn't matter what we say about a bill, the process is the process, and we're not part of it on this committee. So I like the idea of sticking with concepts. I don't think it's bad to have the bill title and things like that, but I think that we need to be focused more on the concepts and really becoming the repository for data. I think that's a great idea to be a resource for people who are looking to run legislation, that they need some backup and some data to help support their
ideas and their changes that they want to make, and be a great resource and really work during the interim to have legislators come and help work in the initial concept phases of legislation. I think that I think that we could be a more powerful voice that way than just saying, yes, we support SB 199 or we oppose SB 199. So I really like both of those ideas that Commissioner Breeding and Senator Escamilla brought up, and I would support moving in that direction rather than trying to. It will devalue our voice if we try to act like a legislative committee when we are not one.
Good input. Thank you, Senator. Chair Edwards.
I support the move of this the conversation. I think that's helpful. And it kind of follows the model that the Legislative Management Committee goes through with committee chairs. Senator Henderson, you know, we go before the Legislative Management Committee and we say, these are things we've been studying, and they don't have a strict, we present, it's red, yellow, and green lights, right? And the yellow light is not the red light is not actually slash and burn either, but the yellow light is much more, we support in concept, let's
not ready for prime time.
Yeah, not ready for prime time kind of thing. I view our role as being much more discussion, resource, serving as a less like a legislative committee and much more supportive of a body of work moving forward than kiss of death to a piece of legislation. I don't think that that's helpful for us. So,
whatever needs to happen.
Yeah.
So one thing that I'm noticing in our letter, maybe what we do is on the second sentence of the letter, it says, as such, the commission is prepared to review and take a position on proposed legislation. That may have an impact on the economy. I think what I'm going to recommend is we change that narrative to say, as such, the commission is prepared to review and to provide input and counsel or input
feedback.
And feedback. Good idea. Input and feedback. Input, resources, and feedback that may have on proposed legislation that may have an impact on the economy.
Yep.
Does that sound good?
Okay. And then I think that will provide some clarification of where we're going with this. So do we just want to provide counsel?
Senator Escamilla.
Thank you. I like this microphone better.
Okay, go for it.
So that's very important. Because I've noticed what, and this is going back to the idea of bills, and what you don't want is this group to be the one that no one, you know, that a certain group of people will come just and present based on ideas or perceptions. You want everyone to come to discuss anything, even if it's concerning, because we may be able to, with explanation and input of all of these individuals and the diversity within our own group, be able to maybe even if it's not to change their minds, to at least think about a different perspective, a different point of view.
The ramifications
yeah.
that could occur
so,
as we move in
I mean,
direction.
It should be not only the good stuff, right, coming mm-hmm. here, but also there's bad stuff out there. And we want to be able to have this group be, to your point, so resource, feedback, everything. So they say, oh, you know, this may have an impact on, I mean, that would be every single bill. But, I mean, within what we're saying and the economy, and be able to say, oh, you know, we may want to go and chat with them. And it's not that they're going to, you know, go and rally, yeah, and be very aggressive. And I would just say, with the rest of the Air Quality Caucus, or whatever, there's so many names to it. But the reason why that one is the way it's structured is because the members are only legislators. So that's why we don't take a position, because it's like, we're going to go through this process and with our own bills. I mean, so that's why that's a very unique case. I mean, it is a caucus, so it's kind of like, yeah, why are we going to take a position on anything? Because we're still going to go and see this in our process anyways. That's why, I mean, it's hard to compare us to that group versus all the other ones, like IGP, the, you know, that Air Policy Board, and the employment one, workers' compensation. I mean, there's different ones out there. The water group,
right.
It's another one that's created by statute. And that is, they are now, in their case, you know, they do they kill or provide an opportunity for a bill. I mean, they literally won't, nothing comes out without their blessing. And if you ever try it, you'll learn the hard way.
Great. Thank you, Senator Escamilla. Commissioner Wallace. Oh, sorry, Commissioner Fregan.
Sorry, I didn't go to talk a lot.
No, you're good. This is great.
I was going to do one additional point, and that is I think that having served on the commission for 2 years now, I think this really allows, from my perspective, a nice role clarity, because if we get the bill number first, then I'm supposed to represent a certain perspective and subject matter expertise. And I can come prepared to the meeting to say, this is what it looks like in my small business world or from my perspective. And it actually helps, I think, align the non-legislators, right? It allows us to bring to the table, I think, a really nice, robust perspective that I don't know if we've had a chance to bring before in a more in that formal of a way. So again, I sort of double support this concept. So I think it's really beneficial.
I think in the letter too, what I'll do is again, invite people to please take a look at the website, but mention that the commission represents a variety of different sectors of the economy, so that, because I'm sure that some of our colleagues maybe think it's all legislators, or they have no idea who's on here. And so some clarity of who's represented here, so they realize, if I come, I'm going to get feedback from someone that works with small business, someone from a larger corporation, someone that works with a variety of businesses, someone that works with women in the community, someone that works with labor, so that they understand the richness of the benefit of getting here. Because I think we've not really done that in terms of the invitation, so I'm gonna point it out. Thank you. Good, really great input. I really appreciate this. Commissioner Barnett.
Okay, let's see. All right, so this starts out, and it's such a wonderful concept, and I'm really excited about it because, again, it makes us feel like we're moving forward. My concern is, because I follow 135 bills, sometimes more, that it becomes a little too cluttered. So we have to be very careful and very structured with how this, because we met January 9th and then went in February. So going forward, it's a new concept, so we just have to be aware that we could have 50, there's, what is there, 900 already that are?
1,100.
Oh, 11. Well, I've been I've been on vacation. Yeah. I know they won't come out, but they don't, you know, they're out there, okay? Okay, so anyway, that's what
good
I
point.
Said.
So just thank the logistics you. Of
absolutely.
Managing the
yes.
process.
Yes.
And although Shelley is an amazing staff assistant for us for this commission, she also is providing a lot of counsel and support to other work that the department is doing in the legislative session that's going to keep her hopping. So we'll have to figure out what that looks like. Commissioner Wallace.
So my comment, I guess this question as well, kind of referring to the logistics that Commissioner Barnett was talking about. And for me, I had to, I guess, imagine it visually. So I understand. So right now, this letter is going to go out when it's finished, right, to us and then also to the legislators, inviting them to a press conference. Is that right? No.
No.
Inviting them to the January 9th event. What are we calling that?
So the January 9th meeting is just a meeting. We're just going to do it. We've plugged in an additional meeting. We were going to just regularly meet in February, but the commission last month decided to do a January meeting so that we could have these conversations with on bills for people. So this is just an invitation to the January 9th meeting if legislators are interested in bringing their bills before the commission.
And now the purpose of that is for that conversation, the discussion. We are there to be a resource feedback, right?
Right.
Okay, after that, I'm wondering if these forms that we have, these are for us to repair on the legislation we know of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are those repaired before and after that event? And then the February meeting is where more bills are presented to us. Is that correct, the flow?
That's the way I see it going, yeah. And we'll send out the forms to people, too, so that they know. Again, we'll put the criteria underneath each one of the principles as has been recommended,
okay.
So that they know how they'll be evaluated or how we're going to process this. And then we'll just, I guess we can have one form for the whole commission,
to be utilized versus individual persons. I mean, you could take notes on it maybe, but we would have one singular, you know, this is like it says sponsor, you know, Chavez Health Bill title, blah, blah. And then, you know, this is where the commission lies on its recommendations one way or the other.
Would this form for each bill, would that be something that we would put onto our women.utah.gov? Is that what we would share with the community? What would we share with the community?
Thoughts?
Senator Escamilla. First, I think we just need to give you guys an update. For sure, the Senate Republicans are having an all-day caucus on the 9th.
Okay.
That might limit how many
participation of Senate Republicans.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about our group. We usually do it the same day, but I haven't. I don't have confirmation on that yet.
Thank you for the information.
So FYI.
We may want to move it to the next day if that works for people. We'll have to take a look at calendars. Senator Henderson?
That was what I was.
That was your going to bring that up too. I would really like to have you here, both of you here, as well as again, if it affects senators who may want to present. I don't want to have that happen. So we have a couple of options. We can either look at calendar dates right now or have Shelley reach out to all of you to see if another date would work out better. Commissioner Fregan.
I was going to say that I wonder if it makes sense, not for this forum specifically, that should happen maybe internally or, you know, in a different modality, but I'm wondering if it makes sense that on the website we actually have this as one of the things that the subcommittee group does, the policy subcommittee group, so that we can have interim discussions and really have a robust conversation even during the year. And my second point is on the February, not just new legislation, but I would love for anyone who presents in January, whatever date it is, to also come back and, you know, where is it at? So that we are seen as a convener and a sort of a feedback loop, essentially subject matter expertise, as well as on the legislation piece, right? So I think all of that together, it may make it a richer website piece to talk about it under the policy subcommittee.
Another idea that I have too is I'm less inclined to quote unquote like throw up the forms of where we were at on all the bills because as a legislator, if it's a work in progress, you know, you may have been the comments on it saying, it's on its way, but X, Y, and Z is really wrong with this and they need to fix it. I don't think I want that publicized necessarily. I think that our minutes published on the website, where do we put our minutes at?
They did publish on the Workforce Services website, but now we'll put them on our.
So I'm thinking our minutes will review, you know, Senator Henderson presented her XYZ bill and, you know, the commission supported in concept. And the audio is online. So I'd rather not put the forms online, but just refer people to the minutes so that they can know what I'm more interested in sharing what bills were considered versus necessarily where we were on concept. And maybe moving forward, we can evaluate how we can be a little bit more transparent in that conversation moving forward. But I think this first year, I would just depend on the minutes tracking which bills are presented and kind of where the commission was in providing support or ideas, because that would be reflected in the minutes. Commissioner Burkholder.
No?
Okay, that was Commissioner Wallace. Sorry. Any other thoughts?
I do have one more question. I am wondering if we can list the legislation, not like our comments on it, but for those who are wondering if we're even tracking anything without looking right into the details of the minutes, can we list at least the legislation that is involving individuals, families, and workplace sanitation?
We can list the bills in the
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
if they come and attend our January meeting or the February meeting, we make sure at least list it there.
Yeah, that could be good.
So,
Commissioner Barnett.
Sorry. So, if I'm a layperson just surfing and I come up to this website and I am not much of a reader, all I do is see HB, Senate bill, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to click on it, reading it. We're saying that we are approving this, but not approving the red light, green light. What are we saying?
Well, what we would probably say is, yeah, we could say just following or tracking the following bills and then provide input and comment to the legislators that have presented it. Since all we're, since right now,
yeah, okay.
We could do it that way. That way it's not, since we're in a work in process and we're not necessarily saying one way or another, we are just providing information and feedback. So we could say, you know, the commission reviewed the following bills and provided input and feedback to the sponsoring legislators. But then at least they know that we're watching it, that we're being a watchdog on it. Commissioner
Finkin. Yeah, my other thought was it really would make a great opportunity for our subcommittees again to potentially, the research subcommittee as an example, if there's a bill that brings up some of the data that we may be informing, to have maybe Commissioner, I just know her first name, I can't remember. Anyway,
Robinson?
Robinson, thank you. To have Commissioner Robinson even write, hey, here's what we're finding, and here are the discussion pieces around what we're looking at and the data that's being yielded. And that might be a nice, robust way for the website also to have some content of, you know, what we're looking at. Yeah, and then obviously that would, to Commissioner Barnett's point, when you go to the website, it might start explaining what the commission is and the guiding principles and how we're convening and the work that we are doing. So it would be some, and it wouldn't have to be a regular process, but it might be a really nice way to put more on there from a research standpoint as well, what we do know.
Just to flush that out a little bit, you could, if we have our guiding principles there, and that's what we're going to be using on our forum for legislators, our legislative review, then you just list the bills as they flow with each one of those, along with general data that we have at our fingertips that flow not tied to a specific bill, but tied to this guiding principle, this guiding principle.
Yes.
Here's all the data.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
The online resources too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that's kind of a cool tie between the policy subcommittee, the communications subcommittee, and the research subcommittee.
And adds some depth and relevance. It's important.
I just do.
No, this is great.
I do the bill tracker.
No, that's good.
So when I use this, we're watching this bill, or we oppose it, or we support it, or we're just watching it. If you're watching it, then you know that you're seeing it can be changeable, and all that. Even when you're doing any kind of.
You were the word watching rather than tracking, or either.
I don't know. I mean,
it's the same.
It is watching and tracking. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracking. Sounds good. So we're not. I like it.
Super. Any other input? Really great discussion, ladies. I appreciate it. And I think we've got some good input on where we want to go.
Just one. Sure. The final piece of this, as Anne-Marie said, are you at the press conference? Are you doing blah, blah, blah? What I'd like to do is in January, our meeting, if not on the 9th, but when we meet together in January, have some ideas of what that press conference could look like, and then have a discussion here to make sure we're all comfortable with what that would look like and feel like, because it would be optimal to have as many of our commission members at that event as possible, as well as then the legislators who come up and make a presentation. So I want to make sure that we're all comfortable both with the messaging of the idea of family economic prosperity, that that message is clear and can be, I think someone here said, what's our 30-second, was it Commissioner Barnett? What's our elevator pitch? I want to make sure that we have a very clear pitch for our concepts here and that we're all on board with that. So I'll be bringing, we will try and have something that the public policy subcommittee can create for presentation in our January meeting that will precede our press conference. So we're all on board and can go that way.
So I'm trying to figure out the best way to get the next meeting identified. Are you okay with Shelley following up with a doodle poll for folks
and then that way you can check your calendars, and that way she can check with Kathy to see what her availability is. And then we can also look at what date we were thinking of doing the press conference, because that's also going to impact when we meet. We might need to meet sooner in the month rather than later because of the press conference. So, alrighty, Commissioner Wallace.
Yes, thank you. I have just one question. So as far as I understand it, we won't be voting on any legislation at all.
Other than just to say that we might support it in concept.
Or concept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That's my question.
Unless anybody sees it being differently. I mean, I still like this form of the support, oppose, or request. Supporting concept, oppose, request additional information. Do we not want to put oppose?
Put oppose concept, or?
Yeah, we could. Oppose concept.
Would match with support concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Or potentially, instead of so far on the spectrum, maybe concerns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Concerns.
You will be surprised as to what comes here. That's good.
So supporting concept, concerns with concept, request additional information. Great. All right.
And about right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Super. Anything else?
One question just on the doodle poll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the range of dates are, but it would be great to have a earlier date of January 3rd-ish. I don't know what the relevance is, it may be better to have a wider doodle poll earlier, too.
Okay.
I know people are traveling and it's New Year's, but it may be a nice opportunity to get in early, get the discussion, especially since we've already approved this in concept moving forward, so...
What we could do, I think what I would recommend is looking at dates both the first and the second week, and let's just see where things map out.
Great.
Okay. Alrighty, anything else? Alrighty, great, great discussion. Thank you so much. I think we're getting a little bit closer to what we've always wanted to do was how do we provide input and feedback to folks that are working on legislation, also to make ourselves relevant and help be a resource to legislators as they're moving forward. The next thing I would do, that's kind of a broad discussion of the public policy subcommittee, would invite folks from the research committee. I don't know if anybody, I know Jenny's not here, but any updates there. We did get a report from Susan Madsen, and I'll just go ahead, I believe I have this sent out to everyone, on the Women in Higher Education 2017 research, and where our researcher, Catherine Jepson, is on her process. The goal is, as required, to have the report to us finalized by the end of December. So we, depending on how many people respond to our request, invitations to present to us as legislators, we may have a report from Dr. Jepson, hopefully, to come tell us what she found out on her analyses. But she's been working on looking at gathering data from the various higher education institutions. Ran into a little bit of a snag there, it looks like, in terms of them not allowing her to do it except during the day, business day. But now she's working there, so that over the last few months she's been working there, and so they're really close to having our data and their report on higher education research and consensus of data that we were looking with the concerns that we have related there. So we hopefully will have that in January. If not, we'll see where we're at with February. But I'd like to hear from her soon as to what those outcomes were, because I think that would be great to publicize that, you know, as we move forward. And if we could do that in January, that might springboard additional conversation and interest in the work that we do as a commission moving into February and onward. So that is what I have from there. From the Communication Committee.
We haven't convened in the last few months, and I did give information to the co-chairs that I'm no longer able to be the chair of this committee, although I want to stay as a member.
Mm-hmm.
I did give some recommendations
okay.
as well. But we do need to update, and I won't refer to it, or I would recommend that we not refer to it as the website, we'll refer to it as women.utah.gov.
Great.
That way, anytime we talk about it, we already know
Thank
where
you.
It's at. But it does need to be updated to include not just the legislation, but I noticed a few typos, so we'll make sure that those are updated.
Okay.
And I believe we're missing two photos, so
okay.
we'll try to get those as well.
Super.
So.
Thank you so much. And what I will do is, and thank you for reminding us of that, Commissioner Wallace, if anyone is interested that sits on the commission currently to chair that particular committee, the chairs are open to your presenting yourself forthwith, and we'll go from there. And then also maybe additionally recruit some new folks to help us with that too. Alrighty. Is there any other business to come before the commission? I'd like to turn the mic over to my chair, co-chair, to see if there's anything else that she wants to add that we haven't talked about. Just feel free now.
No, I think this has been a very, very helpful discussion that's going to move us forward, like you said, towards kind of the mission that I think we were always intended to have. And it's really gratifying to see each person's contributions to the role of the Women in the Economy Commissioner and the discussion as we continue to move that direction. And just thank you very much for your participation, and I look forward to continuing our work, and especially as we head into kind of a busy season here in the next few months.
That's good. And again, thanking Shelley for her help in advance for getting the doodle poll, and we're going to have to shift this date around and moving forward with getting the information out to legislators. And if I have no other business to come before the commission, I will entertain a final motion.
Motion to
adjourn has been set forth. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Kind of glad everybody was here.